a long run from Hamilton and his long touchdown play, reception are the only two big plays of the game.
All right, third and 10 for the Angels at the 48-yard line of Baldwin. Vincent Beck pass, dumps it off here, complete to Taylor. And Taylor fighting, trying to get the first down yardage. And they may go for it here on fourth down.
Isaiah Taylor there, nice reception in traffic, able to break a couple tackles and get into that next level to make it a close, again, another fourth and one situation for those St. Catherine Angels.
WRJN Racine, WSCM Baldwin. All right, the Angels come out, fourth and one. Vincent in the pistol. He's got wide outs to the right and to the left. Vincent on the keeper. And depending on where they spot it, he may not have got it.
They might actually measure this one, Dick. Where he spotted the ball, it's going to be very, very close. And we are going to get a measurement, Dick.
Okay.
First one of the day.
All right, we'll watch him bring it out and see.
Hey, with turf fields, you usually don't see this too often.
No.
But the referee must not like where it's spotted and wanted a measurement. Wow. Short by a matter of inches.
All right, Baldwin will take over, trailing 8-0, but a big stop by the Blackhawks with 4:35 to go.
And Coach Miller is showing his aggression, not happy with that call. But, you know, the chains are the chains. They have the clip, and they measure it for a reason. And a huge momentum swing here for Blackhawks, being able to get that turnover on downs.
All right, so Sell will bring him out. Gavin Sell. He's got wideouts to the right and to the left this time. Hands it off, and they're there to meet him immediately. Holdorf, the ball carrier that time. So to bring up second and 13, a loss of 3 yards there. Now they're not going no huddle. They're getting the plays from the side. Sell in the gun. Has a man go in motion. Gives it to Holdorf. So to bring up third down. Third and seven.
A huge play for this Blackhawk team. 3 minutes and counting. Just a big play.
Handoff comes through and gets the first down. Holdorf with the first down, and a little showboat there. Like you see on Sunday afternoons.
Yeah, it was a quick point, but he got right back up. And
he did.
They're continuing
nice
that no
play.
Huddle.
Now they're back to no huddle. Sell on the keeper, 45, gets it down to the 40, but he fumbled it. And the Angels say they got it, and they do. They created another one.
Yeah, so one thing to watch here, Dick, at State, we do have video replay with turnovers, touchdowns, stuff like that. So this one could go to review depending on if the ball was out. But based on the monitor we have here, there's no question it should be a turnover.
And it was C.J. Vaughn that jumped on top of it for the Angels.
Or
All right, Eddie Vincent will bring him out again. First and 10 at the Angel 39-yard line. He's in the pistol. Hands it off. Nice gain by Holder. Clock continues to run, though. Under three to play now in this long first half.
And St. Cats should really have no sense of urgency here. They were able to literally take the ball right out of the hands of the Blackhawks, and now it's their possession all the way down the rest of the way.
All right, Vincent in the pistol. Now change to the gun. Wants to throw, and does throw it down here. Incomplete.
Tough situation there, Dick. The players literally ran into the referee. There was pass interference, but the ref got trucked. He can't throw a flag if he can't see what just happened in front of him. Just a very tough situation. Coaches wanting a flag, but he got ran over. He can't see something if he's laying on the ground.
Yep, clock stops with 2:18 to go. Lamont Hamilton was really upset.
And understandably so, but I mean, there's nothing you can really do. It's
right.
Just a tough break, and it happens.
All right, so third and three. There's plenty of time left for the Angels. 2:18 to go in our first half. Vincent in the gun. Gives it to Lamont Hamilton coming around. The end around to Lamont Hamilton. Pushing his way, trying to get his way up to that first down marker. We'll see where they mark it.
Again, we're seeing a little extracurriculars, I would say, from the St. Catharines team. Shoves after plays.
Yep.
They have to be careful. I know that's the excitement of the game, but you can't lose your heads. You're in a fourth down and a long one situation here. And, again, Coach Miller is going to go for this, but extracurriculars could come back to haunt you. So they have to be really smart in what they do.
Yep. Fourth and two. And again, Lamont Hamilton, he's got to watch. Doesn't need a flag for unsportsmanlike conduct. Okay, Lamont Hamilton in the Wildcat.
Good time out there by Coach Miller, Dick.
All right, Dan Miller called a timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school state championship football on DG Sports.
A great opportunity exists.
Hardy & Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 in Racine for your estimate. With Hardy & Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy & Jensen, that's where you go.
This is a message from WRJN and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
All right, back to live action here at Camp Randall. 1:19 to go in our first half. It's St. Catharines 8, Baldwin 0. Fourth and two for the Angels. They show Lamont Hamilton in the Wildcat. Lamont Hamilton on a keeper. And I think he has it, Dylan.
Yeah, he got that one with ease all the way down to the opposite 48-yard line. So, big fourth down play. Coach Miller and his offensive coordinator getting a huge play there.
So, first and 10 now for the Angels. At the Baldwin 48. Okay, Angels look like they don't know what play was called. Now they get assembled. Vincent in the gun, back to pass, throws over the head, had him open.
Yeah, I don't think that's where he wanted to throw it, Dick. That one over the head of Cantu. Yep. It looked like he had Ozier wide open on the opposite side of the field. It was just when he threw it, it slid out of his hands and almost went to Cantu there.
Clock stops with 49 seconds to go in our first half, 2nd and 10. Vincent will bring him out in the gun. Wide outs to the left and to the right. Now has that man go in motion. Vincent back to pass again. Now steps up and runs with it and gets it down to about the 41-yard line of Baldwin. And they got to hurry up. 3rd and 2 for the Angels. He's back to pass again, Vincent. This time, they flush him out of there. Now he throws. Complete. Oh,
what a catch.
To Holder.
Bobbling catch down the...
Marion Holder.
Nice bobbling catch there down the sideline, Dick.
Move those chains. Vincent in the gun. Now throws again. And Lamont Hamilton's got it for the touchdown. Lamont Hamilton with his 2nd touchdown of the game.
Again, just beating the defender wide open in space and able to bring in the reception for the St. Catharines touchdown.
So Lamont Hamilton with 2 TDs tonight makes it now 14-0 St. Catharines. And they'll go for 2, as we know, Dylan.
Yep, Duty Hamilton getting the call from his offensive coordinator there on the sidelines.
All right, they'll come out now. And Lamont Hamilton and that Wildcat once again. For the Angels with 5 seconds to go. Hamilton throws left-handed. Incomplete. Intended for Cantu. So with 5 seconds to go in our first half, it's St. Catharines 14, Baldwin 0.
Dick, like to take a moment during this state championship to thank all of our listeners out there across all of our different areas, Baldwin, Woodville. They're picking up our signal as well as our home network, DG Sports. We're covering the game and broadcasting it all around the entire world. Shout out to the Gorski family that is tuned in here in our chat. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's broadcast as well.
Yes, we thank all of the people that listen into our broadcast, and you can message us if you'd like. Message us, tell us you're listening, or make a comment. That's the beauty of the Mixler.
Yeah, I love being able to interact here. Gary Schoenert's been going back and forth with me here in the chat all night long. It's just been, we're able to call a game and give commentary to the people that are listening as well.
All right, so Contreras Ward to kick off now for the Angels. The Blackhawks find themselves down by 2 scores. Kickoff comes up to the 40-yard line.
What a return there, Dick. Dane Veenendaal.
Yeah, Veenendaal, the one that let it go through his hands the last time. So Veenendaal kind of redeems himself on that one, brings it all the way back up to the 40-yard line. But that's the end of our first half with our score. St. Catharines 14, Baldwin, Whitfield 0. We'll step away for 2 minutes to hear from some of
Welcome
our sponsors.
Welcome to Civic Media Coverage.
You're listening high to high school state championship football on DG Sports.
Welcome to Civic Media Coverage of high school football and the championship game at Camp Randall Stadium tonight between Racine St. Catharines Angels and the Baldwin-Woodville Blackhawks. This is the first time WRJN in Racine has teamed up with WSCM in Baldwin. As part of the Civic Media Network, we are here to bring you this game and all kinds of fun stuff across the state. When you find yourself traveling, be sure you take us with you on the Civic Media app, or you can find all our stations online at civicmedia.us. Back to the game, enjoy it, and good luck to both teams from Baldwin and Racine on WSCM, St. Croix Country, and WRJN.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the energy efficient home improvement credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 in Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
All right, thank you for those, Dylan. And as I mentioned, I said at halftime we would talk about our next journeys for DG Sports, and that starts Tuesday night, November 26th, when we will come to you from the Johnson Athletic Center as we kick off, once again, our boys' basketball season, as Heritage Christian will visit the Prairie School Hawks. Pregame will be at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 p.m., and that will be a game that WRJN will cover. And then on November 30th, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, we will have a doubleheader for you at Case High School. And our first game will pit Verona versus Milwaukee Academy of Science. That game is to start approximately at 4:30 p.m. with tip-off at 5 o'clock. Then after that one, we'll have the nightcap, St. Catharines at Racine Park. That should be a really good one.
Features two of the most explosive teams that we'll cover throughout the year, and arguably two teams that are going to go for their conference championships.
Yeah, and that's scheduled to tip off at 6:30. But, Dylan, we've been through this so many times. We know that that's probably not what's going to happen as far as the date. But those are the tentative times. So that's what we'll be doing starting next week. And that will go all the way through next March of 25 when we get into regionals and sectionals for boys basketball. So another exciting time coming up. But this is exciting at halftime if you're an Angel fan, where the Angels lead 14-0 over the Baldwin-Woodville Blackhawks. So give me your assessment, Dylan, of that first half.
I mean, I loved it. It was St. Catharines was able to score two times. Big, again, they're scoring or getting close to scoring on big plays that set them up for those scores. Baldwin Woodville played a very strong first half, I would say. They really need to come out in the second half, get that offense going. They've been able to put together two good drives, just kind of stuttering out. Starting the game with the interception just kind of kills your mindset the rest of the night. But they have to get over that hurdle and go into the third quarter with a strong attempt and just do what they can in order to come out victorious here tonight.
Well, they'll get the ball. They'll get the ball to start the third quarter, so we'll see, you know, what they can do. Lamont Hamilton, he's already got 106 receiving yards for the Angels. So, and a reminder, we won't have interview or interviews after the ball game, but we will be announcing our DG Sports player and or players of the game before we sign off on this year of high school football. Because Dylan and I, as we look as we look out over Camp Randall Stadium here, the field, we'll want to be on our way shortly after this ball game's over, because it's continuing to rain as rain mist.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't get, you know, turn into snow for us on the way, and just continues to be that rainy mix that we have seen most of the drive up here. It was kind of spotty throughout the west of the way up here. Maybe by the time we get out of here around 10:30, pack up everything and get ready to go, we won't have to deal with that too badly. You can tell it's definitely cold down there. The police officers, the game security workers, they're all huddled around the big sideline warmers. So you can tell it's definitely chilly down there.
Yeah. So when did they name the field Barry Alvarez Field? When was that done? Just this year?
Yep. I think it was week three of the season. They just put that in. So it's a nice feature. And, rightfully so. Nick Saban has a field named after him.
And sure.
Wisconsin, they named Barry Alvarez Field here at Camp Randall Stadium. Glad they're keeping the tradition alive of Camp Randall. This was used as a Civil War training grounds way back in the day. So I'm glad they're sticking to the Camp Randall name and not trying to change that anytime soon.
Yeah, now I don't know if it's got anything to do with the weather or not, but it's nice that they play the state championship games here, Dylan, but if you look across the way from where we're right at the 50-yard line, I mean, there's not many fans here.
No, not at all. I know it's halftime right now, and some of them probably seeked shelter, but even so, like, when we had been watching through the entire first half, there'd be maybe another 40 people in the stands. There's nowhere near the amount of people, and I think the weather is playing a key contributor to that, being able to listen to us, watch the TV feed, whatever they want to do. Fans didn't really have to travel here tonight with this, you know, fall, gloomy weather, cold, rainy, just not enjoyable to sit outside.
And again, for our listeners, I mean, when you see that one stat they put up, that's remarkable that the WIAA was the first high school athletic association organized in the entire country in 1895. So that's something the WIAA can hang their hat on, that they started this for all the states.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have their opinions on the WIAA, but they bring us events like this, so we can't really say too much from my standpoint, at least. I know people have their quarrels with the organization itself, but people have problems with everything in life. It's just kind of where we are now, and I, for one, have enjoyed a lot of what the WIAA can bring us.
And I can echo that. Me too. I mean, again, they do the state championships for football here at Camp Randall. They play the boys basketball tournament. you know, at the Kohl Center. They do the girls. They have their own venue in Green Bay, which they love.
Yeah, we were there a couple years ago. Cudahy went 2017. They were in the basketball championships for girls. And the Resch Center, it's just an incredible environment there. It's really nice for the girls' tournament because they get a little bit less fans, right? And they're able to really pack in the Resch Center, where the Kohl Center almost is double the size of the Resch Center. So being able to build that really close environment instead of just going into a building because, oh, it's in Madison, let's host it there. I think they've created something really special at the Resch Center, and I'm a huge fan that they host it there every year.
So again, if you're just joining us, our score at halftime is St. Catharines 14, Baldwin, Woodfield, 0. We've already crowned three champions today. In Division 7, it was Edgar winning the state title. In Division 6, it was Lomira. And Chuck Freeman's got to be happy about that. He's their spokesperson for Lomira.
Yeah, it was cool that you guys were able to kind of catch up with each other in the hallway in passing.
Yeah.
Not much time to talk as he had to head back to Lomira for their celebration ceremony.
Yep.
But still cool. We were able to see him, say hello, seen a couple different of our media friends out there. Bob Brainerd, one of them, giving us a shout-out on his broadcast tonight. So it was cool.
And finally, in Division 5, it was Stratford winning their 10th. That's right, their 10th state championship in football. So, and I think I heard the announcing team before us say that between Stratford and Edgar, they had won 19 state titles between those two. And those broadcast team covers both Edgar and Stratford, so
yeah,
they've seen a lot of state championship games.
Yeah, and you know, the one coach is pretty impressive what he was bringing up about all the different coaches, and he knew the history of the team very well. And you know, it's a credit to him, does a lot of research, has been around football for a while, doing it many years. He even knew some of the families. You know, that's the nice thing about those smaller communities. You say, hey, Joe's mom's listening, or, you know, and he goes on to list, yeah, I went to school with Joe's mom's sister back in 1980, and they were part of the first state championship for Stratford, and it was pretty cool listening to the stories. I know you can kind of be along that testament, too. We have people that chat in with us, and you know, it's just cool where it kind of connects the personal side of broadcasting because, you know, the grand scheme of things, what we're doing, it's big to a certain degree, but at the same time, it's very small. So being able to kind of connect with our listeners is something that, you know, is really nice for us, Dick.
Speaking of, I'd like to give a shout out to Bob Evans that's listening to us. He's watching it on TV, but he's got his volume turned down so he can hear Dylan and Dick broadcast the game.
Yeah, the last time you guys covered state, you and the wonderful Peg, you guys had the basketball championship on that special little court. I had listened to you guys the same way. Yeah. Had the TV feed on with the radio, and it's nice when our fans are able to do that. I personally enjoyed listening to the broadcast that you guys put on. And yeah, it's great that we're able to provide this for fans all across the country, and that's the nice part of DG Sports.
And speaking of the last time I was here in 2018, the accommodations for media people were not like they are now. They redid all these, I call them pods, and I mean, they're very well heated now, all carpeted. I mean, very, very nice. You know, all new chairs. Very, very impressive.
Yeah, this is very comfortable. I'd say it's almost a little too warm.
Yeah.
The only problem is you can't really make the window go up without having to open it, you know, 15, 20 inches. So it's a little warm in here, but it's just an incredible, you know, setup that we have. And again, they put out a nice spread for us in the media room upstairs. We just get treated very well here.
And a lot of nice people up here. That's the beauty if you get a team to come up here in any sport, not just football. You could, as you mentioned, I'm just echoing that you get to see your media. I call them media partners, and talk to them and see how things are going. You know, so.
And through that partnership that you've created with them, you've Chuck, you've been friends with him for a very long time. Other people within the media, you know, you've known them. Todd Clark, you've dealt with him for a very long time with the WIAA, being the communications director. You know, we just get treated very well, and it's almost like a family reunion, if you will, to be able to see all these people and, hey, how's it going? How's your family? What's new with you? It's just cool that you guys have kind of built that. I'm very new to this game. So seeing that camaraderie just reminds me a lot of officiating in the same regards where you officiate with somebody once, you see them 6 years down the line, hey, Joe, you know, long time no see. How's your wife? How's your kids? What are you up to these days? You still work the same job, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And the little small talk, it's just camaraderie, and it's fun.
So both teams have made their way back onto the field here, and they're doing their mandatory stretches, and then we'll get this third quarter underway again at halftime. 14-0, St. Catharines with the lead. So we'll hear from another announcement from the WIAA that Dylan will read.
A reminder for all high school sports fans, the Fall State tournaments are here, and the WIAA has joined many sporting events that have made the move to digital and cashless tickets for admission into these events. With GoFan Ticketing, you can purchase and process your tickets safely, securely, and conveniently online for all the exciting state tournaments this fall. Patrons will need to use their mobile device to redeem their tickets at the gate. To purchase tickets, visit WIAA website and click on the ticket link at the top of the page.
And we'll change that a little bit and say you can do that for all sports through the winter sports and the spring sports. I don't know if you've got an opinion either way on how that works versus just selling at the door.
I personally am a huge fan of the digital ticketing. We had used that at Cedarburg High School when I was in the athletics office there, and it was just the entire conference switched over to it, and it made our life so much easier. I was a big fan of it.
Yeah. And Bob Evans just texted me again and said that what we're talking about reminds him of that coverage we had of the Angels semifinal game when we were up at Waukesha North was where it was, and we had everything, rain, snow. The snow was coming in because they had a two-tier press box, and if you were on the upper one that we were, it really didn't have enclosed windows. It just had like a garage door type, and you pulled it up and it was wide open, and the rain came in and snow was coming in, so he just wanted to let me know that what we're talking about reminds him of that.
Yeah, I remember hearing that story a few times that you've told over the years, and luckily here tonight we do have the overhang, so even if it was raining down, you know, the way it is, we're covered still.
Right. All right, the Blackhawks are in position to receive the kickoff, and St. Catharines has made their way onto the field to kick off, so it'll be Contreras-Ward again to kick off for the Angels.
Hey, call me crazy, Dick, but I just have a feeling that St. Cats may even try putting this one close to that front line and just coming out with a bang. I mean, they've been able to move the ball easily.
And right.
We'll see if they start with a surprise onside here.
Yep. All right. The Blackhawks appear like they're ready for just in case. As we start our third quarter, 14-0, Angels with the lead. There's the kick. Fielded. 20, 25, 30, 40, 50, down the sideline, finally knocked out of bounds, and it was Veenendal again on the return. So a good start for Baldwin here to start this third quarter.
Yeah, great play there, Dane Veenendal. Nice return.
All right. Sell brings them out. We'll see if they go no huddle. In the gun. He's got Holdorf right next to him. Now has a man in motion. Fumbled! And let's see if St. Cat's picked it up or if the Blackhawks got it back. Angels recover, and I believe it was Veenendal again on the fumble.
Yep, it got popped out there by St. Catharines. It was A.C. Contreras Ward on the big just breakup to pop the ball out. And huge momentum swing. Long return, but St. Cat says, guess what? We don't care. We popped the ball out, and we're going to try and go down and score again.
This will be huge for the Angels if they score again here and go up by three scores. Just starting our third quarter, 11:41. Vincent in the pistol. Hands it off, and we got a flag.
Yep, and this one could be a face mask. There's nobody really in the area. Either that or a hold.
We'll wait and see.
A referee was the one that threw the flag on the play.
And they're bringing it back. Yep. See if we get a replay of that.
Yep, and it was a holding call there.
Yep, he must have a mic that doesn't work because he turns it on and we can't hear anything.
It definitely is the same. Does not have the same power as our PA announcer.
Yep. All right, Vincent will bring him out. He's got wideouts to the right and to the left. Back to pass goes Vincent. Throws. Incomplete. Intended for Cantu. Overshot him.
And that one looked like it was almost catchable by Cantu, but he just kind of stopped running his route. Like, oh, it's out of the way a little bit. I'm just going to stop my route right here. It's kind of surprising there, Dick.
Yeah.
The rain has gotten a lot lighter here than we had seen throughout most of the first half.
Yes, that's a good sign. All right, Vincent brings him out again. He's got a wide out to the right, one to the left. In the pistol. Airs it out, throws it down here. Caught by Lamont Hamilton for his third touchdown of the game. Lamont Hamilton, are you kidding? His third TD of this ball game.
49-yard touchdown pass by E.J. Vincent all the way to Lamont Duty Hamilton. Vincent stayed in the pocket, took a massive hit as he threw it, shaken up on the play.
And I think that's why Coach Miller came out. So it now makes our score 20-0.
I recall Lamont's name a lot in this state championship. We'll see if we call his name a lot in another state championship later this year.
Yeah. Well, that'll be a long journey first, though. All right. Going for two. And we have a flag just as Telemontis received the football.
I think they got 12 men out there, Dick.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, 12.
There you go. He must have heard me.
I think they turned his microphone up for you, Dick. Oh. Just for you. Nobody else. Just you.
All right. 11:09 to go in our third quarter. 20-0 is our score. Angels with the lead. They'll come out now and go for two. Telemontis in as quarterback. He's going to throw. Now runs. And they'll tackle him way short of that two-point conversion. Little talking going on between both teams.
And this is one where St. Catharines, they're starting to pull away. So, you know, things do get a little chippy. And
yep.
Hopefully we don't see anything too crazy.
So Venendahl was the defensive back, the defender on that ball that Hamilton caught. All right, so we have a media timeout again, so we'll step away. You're listening to high school state championship football on DG Sports.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic physical therapy or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Wherever you are. You never have to miss a game. Listen to our coverage live and subscription-free on the Mixler or Civic Media mobile app. Download free from the App Store or Google Play.
All right, 11:09 to go. In the third quarter, we just started. St. Catharines with that 20-0 lead over Baldwin. Contreras Ward now to kick off. And look for that deep man again, Dane Venendahl, to probably pick this one up. Unless they do something like Dylan said, throw a curveball at him and kick it short. All right, Ward back. Kick this ball away. There it is. Fielded by the Blackhawks, coming to the sideline to the 30. And goes down right about at the 30. And guess none other than Venendahl on the return.
Dick, I think I figured out Coach Dan Miller, he just doesn't want to kick extra points.
Yeah.
The kick right there was very impressive. Yeah. It went all the way down to the 10-yard line.
Yeah.
It's a 50-yard kick. It's not like it's short by St. Catharines. So he just must not like to kick extra points.
All right, Gavin Sell at quarterback. He's in the gun. Throws it in the flat complete to Vienendahl. And he'll take it up to the 40-yard line. And that'll be enough for a first down. Baldwell trying to get something going here. Get on that scoreboard. If they can score here, this game's far from being over. Sell in the gun, hands it off, brings it up to about the 45-yard line.
Nice little carry there to the right side of their offense. Gained almost 5 yards.
All right, so second and six. They said he gained 4. Angels showing blitz. Sell back to pass. They flush him out of there. Now throws it downfield. He's got a man.
Ooh.
Incomplete.
Just past his receiver. Jimmy Kropelnicki down the field there. Big play for them. Just right through his hands.
He was open.
That he was, Dick.
So it stops the clock with 10:19 to go in our third quarter. Sell in the gun. Wide outs to the right and left. Rolling out. Keeping it. It's going to make it to the 50 and into Angel territory at about the 48-yard line.
A nice carry. Able to, again, break tackles to get into that secondary level of St. Catharines and break it off for a nice run.
All right, they come out quickly, which they have to do. Sell hands it off to Holdorf. Maybe one. Clock now continues to run here. Down to 9:40 to go in our third quarter. Multiple wideouts right and left. Gives it off to Voldorf. I should say Hollendorf. So it brings up 3rd and 3. Got to figure 4 down territory here, Dylan.
Yep. Not much choice. They got to keep going. Got to get the points back. Try and cut down this lead.
Sell now in the gun. Has a man go in motion. He keeps it and goes up the middle. And let's see where they mark him. And they'll move the chains. He got it. 1st and 10 for Baldwin. And they start the clock up again. 8:50 to go in our third quarter. Sell in the gun. Keeps it. Sell does, and gets almost enough for another first down.
Yeah, this reminds me of that drive in the first quarter they had, where they were able to move down the field with ease. St. Catharines with an injured player there.
And they'll bring him off the field.
That trainers came running out before the refs even signaled it end for play, so...
All right, they come out, the Blackhawks do. Sell hands it off. Gets down to the 20. He may score. He will score.
This one's coming back, Dick.
A touchdown, but there is a flag down.
This is going to be a hold on that receiver to our sideline there. Holdorf unable to get a clean block.
So they'll bring it back.
The Blackhawks able to get on the board, and it gets wiped off due to a penalty.
And that was Veenendahl that would have scored.
Number two right there goes out.
Yep, now we see it on the
hooks
screen.
Hooks him.
Yep.
Hooks the defender, and tough break. Tough break. Finally able to get points on the board, and wipes right off.
All right, at the 8:05 mark. So it'll be second and eight at the 34-yard line of St. Catharines. Sell gives it off to Holdorf. Still on his feet. Oh. Fumbles the ball, but it goes out of bounds. So Holdorf trying to fight for additional yardage, fumbled, but the ball went out of bounds.
Yep, stumbled and bubble broke about six tackles there and just went out of bounds.
Sell in the gun. Hands it off. And hitting him and bringing him back into bounds. That was Veenendorf.
Almost some friendly fire there, Dick. The St. Catharines player came in to try to make a big hit and kind of took out his teammate there on that play.
All right, so it's fourth and five.
The St. Catharines trainers have been busy here today, Dick. Looks like he's just cramping up a little bit. Hopefully nothing too serious there.
And we'll keep it here. 20-0 is our score, 7:18 to go in our third quarter.
Big game, state championship. St. Catharines Angels able to move the ball with ease all night long, Dick. Mainly the big plays they've kind of produced. That's been their big identity all season long, is just getting the big play, play. Baldwin Woodville has done a good job trying to minimize those big plays, but they have given up three of them here tonight, which led to three scores.
All right, so they're coming back out. So fourth down. Now we got a flag. Who's this one on?
That's going to be the left end there of the St. Catharines defense jumping off sides. Great play there by the Blackhawks. It was C.J. Vaughn jumping off sides, causing the Blackhawks to move.
So they got their first down out of it to keep the drive going. First and 10 at the 26. Sell on the keeper after the fake. He's down to the 20, down to the 10. Will he score? He's in. So Gavin Sell with the touchdown to make it 20-6. And the Blackhawks are not dead yet.
26-yard scamper there on that play, Dick. Impressive. Kind of dragged the defender all the way into the end zone.
And they're going to go for two. Try to make it 20-8. And they convert it. Hollendorf takes it in for the two-point conversion to make our score now. St. Catharines 20, Baldwin 8.
A great run there by Hollendorf, able to, they had a little trickery there, swinging gate, I would call that formation, and they were able to make their way into the end zone, bringing them back into this game, bringing some life back into that Blackhawk team.
And plenty of time left. See if the Angels now can answer. So we have a media timeout, so we'll step away again. You're listening to high school state championship football on DG Sports.
Your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
So we'll see now. We'll see if St. Catharines can answer. Have a nice long drive. But credit the Baldwin Blackhawks.
Yeah, they have a ton of life here, not giving up. They're ready to go. This game is far from over. We're not even halfway through our third quarter here, and we still have an entire fourth quarter. Baldwin able to get another stop like they did on the last drive. We'll see what they can do here, Dick.
Yeah, we'll see now. We'll see what the Angels are made of, because they've pretty much, up until that possession, have had this game in their hands. So Lamont Hamilton goes back. He goes back deep. And you got to be careful of him. Here's the kick, and Hamilton will field it at about the 18. Gets it up to the 30. Now cuts back, going outside. He's to the 40. He's to midfield. He's to the 40, to the 30, to the 20. He may score. He will score. Lamont Hamilton on the touchdown.
Wow.
Four TDs tonight, all Lamont Hamilton. Makes our score 26-8.
Talk about momentum killer. Baldwin Woodville tried to get the momentum going, and St. Catharines says, nope, not so fast. We're going to respond with a 70-yard touchdown return of our own.
All right, going for two here again. Flag on the play, so it may come back.
I think they're going to decline it. It's 12 men again.
Okay,